Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Mandatory minicamp, no Tavondre Sweat, no Legarius Need, no Nicholas Petit-Frere, not even Jeffrey Simmons. Nobody out there. I mean, I was wondering at one point, was I going to have to get out onto the field to play because they didn't have enough players for practice, or at least players that matter. I mean, I can tell you all you need to know about Jaquan Jackson today, who had a nice little catch. But I'm talking about the players who matter. And I told you guys after the draft, and everybody got mad at me, and I said the Titans have completely ignored what got John Robinson fired. And that was thinking that he could fix injured guys.
It is time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning here on the program. Joseph, with that in the background, the floor is yours.
It's time for the Rex Rant on the Fat and Bald Show. Is it now the Fat and Bald Bald Show?
Yeah, we're double bald now.
Sure.
I heard that yesterday leaving the Titans facility, and there was a lot more that was also enjoyable, but I loved nobody was on the field.
Yeah.
Nobody of consequence practiced for the Tennessee Titans
89
yesterday.
Guys on the roster currently.
All right.
They
so,
need him.
Yes. I will now, you can go ahead and play me from earlier, Nick, because, you know, I can't replicate that.
Who cares, right? Like, okay, it is what it is at that point. But it's just something to keep your eye on, as Jared texts me and says, it's okay, you can say I was right to be skeptical and everyone else was high on Titans lollipops. There you go.
I mean, it's amazing that, who does Jared get his feedback from? Every day when I listen to him, he's always like, and you people say, no, Jared, everything's fine, everything's great. Like, so there's no one in between. I'm already doing my rant early. So there's no one who's in between who's like, well, it could be bad or it could be. It's either everything sucks, oh my God, or no, Jared, everything's great. Dude, shut up.
That was a good rant. Was that
Thank
a preview?
You. Can I just replay that at 7:45? Then Kaharski can shut his mouth too and stop bitching about my rants. Yes. There you go. My rant's done.
Well, I mean, it's weak that you have to play your rant.
No,
again.
I'm not on it. No, I'm not on demand.
So
I'm not
the
on
last
demand
part of the question,
for you.
No, he will not shut his mouth.
I'm not a wind up doll for
no,
you.
No, but let's pick up on this because we need to educate the market, which being miseducated again by Jared. There's no game this
the
week.
Miseducation of the Nashville market.
That it's constant from him. There's no game this week. Legarius Sneed needs to be ready for Chicago on September 8th. Which is more than 3 months away. There is no way you should be nervous right now about Legarius Sneed for September 8th. No way. I said Sweat, you get a little bit concerned because of the fall behind thing. Who else? You're worried about Jeffrey Simmons right now missing non-padded practices?
What about Petit-Frere?
Give me a break.
He needs reps.
Petit-Frere needs reps, but he's probably, I mean, what are you going to do? He messed up his shoulder last year, and he's probably still recovering for it. Do you want to accelerate medical science, Jared? Is that your issue? The doctors are not working fast enough to fix his shoulder, if it's his shoulder. I mean, if guys are hurt, they're hurt. Petit-Frere is already on the roster. Simmons is already on the roster. Do you want to replace him? I know you want to replace Petit-Frere. Do you want to replace Simmons? Who else? Give me the list. Name the guys who are out. I mean, what do you want to do? If a guy is hurt, I know you want to – they can't revamp the roster more than they revamp the roster. It's like it's going to be over 45% new for the second year in a row. Go around the league. You're big on your research. Go look at who's practicing in Kansas City right now, who won two Super Bowls in a row. Is it okay for them to be hurt? You'll say yes because they've won before. This is how the league works. Lots of guys don't work in May and June. You know why? Because May and June don't matter that much. They really don't.
I will cape for Jared a little bit here. Everything you said I agree with, but we're talking – I think the conversation is tied to decisions in the offseason. And so Sneed – risk. There were red flags. Sweat, risk. there are red flags. And I will contend that however those turn out, it will have a pretty significant impact on this defense and this season and this bottom line.
Did you say when they traded for Snead and when they drafted Sweat, you know, I'm going to make my judgment about their injury stuff on June 8th.
No, this is where I stopped defending him. No, that was my brief little.
You know what? When they brought these guys in, I said, at the end of minicamp, that's when I'm going to know if I'm right about these injuries. And I'm right. The one guy's fat and he's out of shape. And at the end of minicamp, I'll know. I will know if the guy is a player in the league or not, because he will have been out there working with Tracy Rocker on the sleds. And if he's not out there working on the sleds, how can he have a career? How is it possible that the guy could do anything in any game in what might be an 8-year, 10-year career if he can't hit the sleds on June 11th, next Tuesday? That's my deadline. If he's not out there on the 11th, he can't play. And Snead with the knee, if that knee can't get him on the field next Tuesday, there is no way. This is more Mad Dog Russo than if he cannot run with the corners on Tuesday, next Tuesday, the 11th, the last day of this minicamp, the minicamp of all minicamps, the most important minicamp in the history of the Tennessee Titans, who I've been watching since I was knee-high on my dad, eating those damn pizzas that everybody hates that I love at Nissan Stadium. If he can't run with the corners on June 11th at minicamp, he's done. Forget about Chicago on the 8th.
Well,
right. Forget about the home opener on the 15th. Forget about the whole season. It's done.
He just destroyed your Jared Stillman impression.
Yeah, well, you can throw mine away.
You're going to get the smoke.
Imitation, the greatest form of flattery, Jared.
God. That was awesome.
Are there really some pizzas that everybody hates that he loves? Is that true? Or did you just come? Is that an improv?
No, he loves those the horrible pizzas at Nissan Stadium.
I didn't know that. Well, you know so much about him.
There's some sentiment. It's amazing. There's some sentiment connected to them, and clearly he used to eat 4 or 5.
615-737-1025, our phone number. More of your thoughts on the Tennessee Titans. We'll get more with Paul Kuharsky from paulkuharsky.com for the next hour. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.